Coinbase lets users borrow 100K USDC against staked SOL via Jito Sol. Coinbase has opened a way to borrow against staked Solana without unstaking it. In a post from its official account on July 24th, the exchange said, users can now borrow up to $100,000 in USDC against Jito Sol, the liquid staking token from Jito, while continuing to collect staking rewards on the underlying Sol. Borrowed funds are available instantly. The pitch is captured in the company's own line. Staked doesn't have to mean stuck. Until now, staking SOL directly locked the position and left holders choosing between yield and liquidity. This feature lets them keep both. Mechanics of the new loan Jito SOL is a receipt token. When SOL is staked through Jito, the holder receives Jito SOL that accrues value as staking rewards compound, and it stays tradable and transferable. Coinbase is accepting that token as collateral, so the SOL underneath keeps earning, while the borrower draws USDC against it. The stated ceiling is $100,000 in USDC per position, and Coinbase describes the borrowed funds as accessible immediately rather than after a settlement delay. The exchange did not publish the interest rate, loan-to-value ratio, or liquidation threshold in the announcement itself, so those terms need checking inside the product before anyone commits collateral. Relevance for Coinbase card holders. For anyone holding a Coinbase card, the practical hook is funding. USDC borrowed against Jito SOL can sit in a Coinbase balance and back everyday spending, which means a cardholder can cover purchases without selling SOL and triggering a taxable event or giving up a long position. The staked SOL stays staked and keeps producing yield. That is a meaningful shift for the spend without selling crowd. A card linked to a stablecoin balance funded by a loan behaves differently from one that liquidates crypto at the point of sale. The trade-off is that the balance now sits on top of debt. The liquidation risk under the convenience borrowing against a volatile asset carries a real downside. SOL can fall sharply, and if the collateral value drops far enough, the loan can be liquidated to protect the lender. A cardholder who has quietly been spending borrowed USDC could see the staked SOL backing that loan sold at a bad price during a drawdown. Yield on the staked position does not cancel that risk. Jito SOL's staking rewards run in the low to mid single digits annually, while SOL's price can move that much in a day. The borrowing rate Coinbase charges also eats into any net benefit, so the math only works if the loan is modest, relative to the collateral, and the holder can add margin or repay quickly if SOL slides. This is not the same as spending from a stablecoin balance you already hold outright. It is closer to a margin line dressed up as a convenience, and it should be treated with the same caution.